always somebody else coming in, and it was kind of a set of any crowd, you know, to somebody to play, you know.
The piano was here in this room.
Uh-huh. But later on, it was not any heirloom piece or anything. It was just an upright, nice upright piano, which I disposed of later on because I needed space for something else and there wasn't anybody to play on.
What do you call that?
Secretary, that's secretary.
And you describe it, I'm sure you...
Well, it's Cherry.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's very handsome.
Well, you know, I don't think there were as many pieces of Cherry in this part of the country as there were in Kentucky and some other parts of the of the South. But it seems to me there were more walnut and then mahogany. But that is a Cherry piece.
And for the record, there are three drawers, right?
And then that top drawer makes the desk. That's why they call it a secretary, because you pull it open and it lies down to make a place to write.
And then there's a shelf, and then above the shelf are the...
There's bookcases, or some people put, you know, bric-a-brac and such things in there, but I don't have enough places now for books. I've got them in boxes and
right.
And haven't enough place to put them.
The bookshelves have two glass doors.
Yeah, it's in small panes, you see.
And just for the tape, I also would like you to comment on the top piece there. It's built out.
Yeah, it's a sort of a flared. Oh, and it's not, it's very plain, but it's a sort of a flared edge up there.
It's a very tall piece of furniture.
Yes, it is.
I'd say what?
Well, I would say at least 8 feet.
At least, yes.
And you know, this was the funniest thing. This was an old Mills piece of furniture. And an aunt of mine had it, and it was a man here. He was a German who had married a lady who was, well, she was certainly not young at all, but she'd been a popular girl, but just one of these that didn't marry and lingered on around, and so they married and lived here for a number of years before her death. Well, my aunt died while this lady and the German husband were both alive. And she was very fond of, this lady was a friend of hers, and then when she married, she was very fond of the German husband. And so she left something to her friend, and she left this piece to the husband. And every time I would see him anywhere, he would say to me, he said, "Well, you're going to get the secretary. I'll leave the secretary to you." I thought to myself afterwards, if I'd been the least bit smart, I would have said, "Well, why don't you..." In the meantime, his wife had died. "Why don't you let me have it now? I would like to buy it from you now." That's what I should have said, but I didn't. And so after a while, his business took him around to different places, and down in Greenville, Mississippi, he met a very nice woman, much younger than he was, who was I believe she was a librarian there. Anyway, she was a awfully nice woman. I don't know why she wanted to marry a man so much older, and certainly wasn't anybody that had any money. It wasn't that part. So she came up here and looked over the things in this house, because this was really one of the old houses that had nothing in it, but awfully old.